So we're doing Tan de Beliyahu. We're in the second chapter, the eighth paragraph. Chet. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Blessed is the omnipresent, blessed is He. Shein Lefanav, Lo Masofanim. There is no nepotism, there is no favoritism before Him. Umilefanav Noga Ve'o Yotzel Olam. And shining light goes out from before Him to the world. Umilfanav geshamim udshaim baim laolam, and rain and grass, vegetation come from before Him to the world. Secharan shel tzadikim, the wages of the righteous, shemeshachkin atzmam bedivrei Torah, that wear themselves down in the words of Torah. Maaleh hakatuv alehem, the verse considers them. Ki'ilu hem mevi'im noga ve'or ugshamim utshaim la'olam, as though they are the ones that bring the shine, the light, the rain, the vegetation to the world. Lechach ne'emar acharav, that's why King David continues in his last prophecy and says, Uche'or boker yizrach shamesh, boker lo avot, minoga mimatar deshe me'aretz. The verse says, if you recall the verses we read before, we said the tzaddik rules the world, so to speak, with the fact that he's God-fearing. And then the next verse continues and says the tzaddik, his light is going to continue shining like the sun that shines in the morning, that as the day goes on, the shine is stronger and stronger, and you have more and more light. Like a morning, boker lo avot, like a morning where there are no clouds, minoga mimatar deshe me'aretz, and his shining, the tzaddik's shining, is going to be greater than the light that comes from the rain on grass, meaning the light is not the literal sense, but just like you shine a light on someone. So too, the rain for the grass gives it life. That's called it's shining its light. It's shining its light on the grass of the earth. And the tzaddikim, they're going to exceed that light. So the Medrash says that the verse means that the tzaddik is considered as though he's the one that causes the light, the shine, the rain, and the vegetation in the world. Because Hashem says, even though I'm the one that brings it, why do I bring it to the world? The reason I give light to the world, the reason I give rain, vegetation, growth to the world, that's the wages for the tzaddikim who really wear themselves out learning the words of the Torah. And that's why, in essence, the verse says God considers it as though they're the ones that are bringing this blessing to the world, because they are the cause, even though they're not the direct producer. But they are the cause for the production of these blessings. So God says, I consider it as though they themselves produced it.